Bills and Ravens, and it's fair to say Mark Andrews had himself a tough finish to this game. This was midway through the fourth quarter with Baltimore driving.
Here's the snap, fakes the handoff, back to pass, has time, looking deep over the middle, wide open is Andrews. Gets away from the tackle, but the ball is out, and Terrell Bernard forces the fumble and scoops up the football. Takeaway number three for Buffalo.
And that was Bills radio with the call. That would lead to a field goal that put the Bills up by 8-20.
How about earlier in the game when Derrick Henry's running wide open down the sideline and Lamar underthrows him?
Still should have caught it, but bad throw.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't have caught it, guys. I'm just saying that the balls were underthrown.
Well, you really want to crush Lamar Jackson.
I'm just saying the balls, the plays were there to be made. They were. And he played a great second half. I'm not saying he didn't. And Matt Milano made a great play in the first two-point attempt. But this one here to Mark Andrews, the two-point play, should have been caught, yes, but it could have been a much better throw.
And that's how I play it. That's how Bills radio saw it, too.
Play clock down to five. Here's the snap. Jackson rolling right, looking to toss it, and dropping the football. Incomplete is Mark Andrews. It wasn't a well-thrown ball at all. It was behind Andrews, and he could not come up with it. Falling away from the pass, it's incomplete. Wow.
Yeah, it's not a great pass. I'm just telling you.
It still should be caught. That's not a great pass. That's not a terrible pass.
I know what he did. He short-armed it, just like he short-armed the one to Derrick Henry out of the backfield.
He sucks!
No, he doesn't. Well, he's going to be the MVP, and I've said he had a quarterback season for the ages, the greatest quarterback single season anybody's ever had. And he had a great second half yesterday, and he brought his team all the way back. So I'm not saying anything other than the fact that there were two throws that he had, other than the interception, that he would have liked to have had back. And that was one to Derrick Henry, who obviously is not known as a great wide receiver, as Tony Romo pointed out, or a great receiver. And then, of course, this one to Mark Andrews that was a little bit behind him. But, that doesn't take away from Mark Andrews fumbling the ball either.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a great play by the defender for the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, not every pass is going to be completely perfect. You get your hands on it sometimes. You got to say, all right, let's catch the ball. But in a slippery situation like this, it's tough for the quarterback, a little bit harder for the quarterback. It's a little bit harder for the guys catching the ball. But
Stephen Waldron, please show that highlight one more time, please, as we watch it. And just watch how Lamar throws the ball.
Now, if Mark Andrews catches this, are you saying, boy, these Ravens are lucky because that was a terrible throw?
Watch how he throws it.
Okay, I guess you're not going to answer that. I mean,
it's right in his stomach. Catch the damn ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's falling backwards. It's freezing. I mean, it's freezing. It's cold. It's wet. Okay. It's slippery. I mean,
he's got one job there. Catch the ball.
Catch the ball. It's a two-point conversion. And it's in his hands.
Don't fumble the ball.
I got to drop it.
Here's John Harbaugh. What do you say? So 27-25 was the final. What do you say to Andrews after the game?
There's nobody that has more heart and cares more and fights more than Mark. We wouldn't be here without Mark Andrews. That's what you say to him.
And then there was Lamar Jackson, who says, "Do not blame him. I screwed up a lot myself."
We're a team. First half, I had two costly turnovers. Me not holding the safety. Me just knowing the coverage. Me knowing it was man. Through a BS interception. It was 7-7 at the time. I believe they scored after that. Battle back. Fumble.
Yep.
That's a leader. That's what a leader does. He stands up. He takes accountability. It's not just about one other player. I made my mistakes, and that's exactly what I was glad to hear him say that.
He also would go on to say just too many self-inflicted wounds as a team. He would then apologize for cursing and then would continue to curse.
That's why we lost the game, because as you can see, moving the ball wonderfully is hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language, but it's annoying. I'm tired of
I get it, though. And you could see it in his face. Just so disappointed. For the Bills, though, they move on. Here is Josh Allen. Not a great game, really. He threw for 127 yards. Did run for two scores. But he says, we got it done.
Everyone was saying this and that about us. And we didn't have enough talent. Weren't good enough to be in these positions. And our guys just continue to work hard. And we're internally driven. We love each other. And I think you saw how much we played for each other there.
Well, they'll have to play for each other in Kansas City. Here's DeMar Hamlin. Next up, the Chiefs.
They've been, two-time reigning Super Bowl champions back-to-back, number one seed this year, best record in the NFL. So, it's only right that you got to go through Arrowhead. One of my favorite places to play.
Oh, well, he's going to get a chance to play there on Sunday. The Chiefs did beat the Texans Saturday 23-14 to advance. Next hour, I just pulled all the Aikman and Buck stuff from the Patrick Mahomes play, so we'll have that next hour. This hour, Andy Reid just talking about his team getting through a tough game against Houston.
I'm proud of our guys for how they handled it. And we knocked a little of the rust off. Everybody stayed positive and with each other and that whole bit. And here we sit with a championship game. I mean, we're humbled to be in that position. And fortunate, you know, we appreciate that we're right here at Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm. And that'll
be what Mr. Swift had himself a game, huh?
Mr.
Travis Kelce. Yeah. Yes, he did. And that game will be the later game on Sunday. Prior to that will be the NFC Championship game. Now, we knew about the Commanders winning Saturday. More on that in just a moment. Yesterday, you had Mr. 6 yards on 16 carries. Saquon Barkley and the Eagles advancing.
Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
And so they showed a replay of this where it was Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley talking right before the handoff. So what is that conversation? Because it didn't look like he changed the play, Jalen Hurts, at that point.
I think Saquon said, I got this. So they're looking at the defensive front. They're looking at the defensive configuration. And Jalen can check from one side to the other, depending on what the defensive configuration is. It looked to me like he looked at him and said, I got this. Don't worry about it. Keep it on.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I felt like the conversation was about. And I think that's also what they were talking about in the booth.
Well, that put them up 28-15. And it seemed like with that touchdown, with 4 minutes to go, this game was over because L.A. was really having trouble moving the ball in the snow at that point. And yet they came right down the field, scored a touchdown. Then they got the Eagles to go three and out, got the ball back. They got the big pass play to Puka Nacua. It really looked like they were going to win this game. But then on fourth down, it didn't go so good.
Fourth down and 11. Stafford takes the snap. Looking. Stafford throws to the right side. It's incomplete. Philadelphia is going to hold up. Intended for Nacua. The celebration starts in the city of brotherly love.
You could call him Ian Eagles on Westwood West.
Wow, boy. I caught a lot of this game on the radio. They were great yesterday. He and CD,
he's
Charles
always
Davis.
Great.
Yeah, but the two of them, you know, obviously they work together on CBS when they're doing television games. But yesterday on the radio, they were great, too. And his call, that first run by Saquon Barkley, was unbelievable.
I will see if I can find it.
Yeah, it was great. But I will, you know, the thing about it is that A.J. Brown, once again, only two catches. One was for a big first down late in the game.
Yeah.
But only two catches. So I wonder if he got through the entire book yesterday.
Well, Hurts only threw for 128.
Yeah, I mean, like, the weather had something to do with it. And
yeah, but Matthew Stafford threw for 350.
Yeah, but I also think that Hurts might have been hurt. He might have hurt his knee or his ankle.
Did you see the car that A.J. Brown showed up in?
I didn't, but I saw the headline.
The Honda Accord.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. He's so interesting. Like, I need to know why. You know, all these other guys will spend so much money. You know, the Range Rovers and the G-Wagons and everything. And
oh,
good
he's
for them.
Probably got all of that. I think that he's sending a message. I think all of this is a message.
To who?
To, like, to everybody. Like, I'm just a pedestrian. I'm just a normal guy. I'm not anything special.
Why does he need
to
do that?
Because he's not getting involved.
But so you driving a Honda Accord to the game?
Yeah, because he's just another guy. He's just
playing
another
head games.
Guy, man.
Maybe.
I think it's all a message being sent that, you know, he's not happy. That's what I think. Now, Al, get Brandon Graham on the phone. He'll tell us.
Al, do you have any idea who Brandon Graham is?
I know he said something maybe on Spike's show at WIP.
Good for you.
It wasn't Spike's show, but yes, you're right. He did say something on WIP.
Text Spike. Get Brandon Graham's number and then call him up and get him in here.
That's a good idea. Call him up.
Get him in here?
Get him in here.
We need him to come up to New York.
We need to talk about what's going on with A.J. Brown, with the car and the book and the whole aura around A.J. Brown right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly an aura. I don't know why is he sitting around talking to his buddies like, what else can I do to let everybody know that I'm unhappy and I'm not going to get the ball? Why don't you take a Honda Accord to the game?
I'm just and
that's
have it.
And that's the thing.
You know what? Have a picture taken of it. Have it out there. I'm just an average guy. He's no longer a superstar. I'm telling you.
Are sales of the Honda Accord going to spike 53 million percent now? Like
maybe in Philadelphia, yeah.
Maybe.
I just kind of feel like there's this overall message about, like, it's, you know, I'm reading the book, I'm driving the Accord, I'm just a normal guy, man. I'm telling you.
Well, when he gets traded to the Patriots next year, then I'll believe it all.
But that's what I think. But, you know, could be wrong.
Well, Philadelphia will be home against Washington Sunday in the NFC Championship game. The Commanders winning 45-31. Here was the young Jaden Daniels advancing to that title game. That's pretty cool.
Feels good. It's a real moment just for, you know, Washington fan base, whole DMV. You know, this is an awesome feeling.
No, as good as that feeling is for them, that's how bad it is if you're in Detroit. Here was Dan Campbell postgame. That's 20 seconds because he was very emotional and he was trying to keep it together.
It's like the players, you know.
Like wipes his face.
What they put into it. A lot of people don't know, you know, what they go through.
And then he would pause again and then really took it hard.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
Yeah, I was eating that up with a spoon, man, on Saturday.
I'm sure you were.
Over and over and over again.
I'm sure you were.
By the way, that my fault thing was in response to a direct question of the 12 men on the field. He said, what happened with the 12 men on the field? And he goes, it's my fault. It's my fault.
That's funny. That's interesting. I couldn't quite hear that, what the question was.
Listen, I'm sorry. There's a defensive coordinator who coordinates the defense. Uh-huh. And the same thing on the offensive side. If there's 12 men on the field or 10 men on the field or whatever it may be, that's why you have coordinators. They coordinate. Now, if there were injuries, you know, it's imperative that the assistant coaches let everybody know who's injured, who's available to play. Some guy might have been injured and just ran out there thinking that, you know, he was back into the game. I don't know. I have no idea what happened, but a miscommunication at the worst possible time.
Yeah, I mean, and you also could have used a timeout in that situation to not get that penalty. That would have been a good time to do it because it gave them a first down.
Maybe that's where the fault may lie with the head coach. So one, the other thing, too, I just want to say about Jaden Daniels, if you watch some of those highlights, he's going after the blitz because it looked like Aaron Glenn was blitzing him the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing in the face of the blitz and calmly delivering the ball like he's been in the league for 15 years. I mean, that's exactly how you're supposed to do it. Like, he wasn't frenetic, didn't go running all over the place. He stood in there, knew who his hot receivers were.
He didn't see ghosts.
And he delivered it. And it was really a thing of beautiful. It was the precision was like, you can't expect a rookie to do that. So this kid is obviously accelerated.